Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. The jury's still out on King Charles III. This is my column for the New Conservative of 13th of September, 2022. I found myself, as the House of Windsor crumbled around our late and recently departed Queen Elizabeth II, increasingly toying with the idea that perhaps republicanism is not such a bad idea after all. As a former member of Her Majesty's Armed Forces and a person of conservative values, I've always felt that we should tolerate a certain amount of tomfoolery from our ruling classes. After all, they are born into a gilded cage and lead a life most extraordinary, that along with centuries of inbreeding, it's a wonder they can get out of bed and dress themselves. In fact, some don't, seemingly never even having mastered the skill of squeezing toothpaste onto a toothbrush. Now that the greatest gift the royal family could give to the Republican cause has ascended the throne, I wonder even more about my position regarding the proper format for our head of state. I've concluded, however, that as Peter Hitchens once said, I remain a monarchist but not a royalist. By this I mean that I cannot genuinely envisage a system that would adequately replace it in the United Kingdom, and recoil in horror at the thought of regular and divisive presidential elections, and the prospect of, for example, a President Blair. But none of this instills in me any confidence regarding our new king. Whereas the late Queen's mask rarely slipped regarding her views on political issues, we're only too aware of what his majestic megaphone thinks on a range of issues. Apparently, government ministers and prime ministers know even more by virtue of his Black Spider memos. Declaring that he was not that stupid, when asked about how he would conduct himself as king as opposed to heir to the throne, simply doesn't cut it. So outspoken has he been that these are more than rare insights or fleeting glimpses. We know, for example, that he's fallen hook, line and windmill for the zero carbon agenda. All this stems from his long interest in things environmental, encouraged as he was by his late father, who wielded undue influence in his position as the Queen's consort. It's obvious that he has infected the new heir to the throne, Prince William, with the same environmental bug, and even Harry Markle dabbles in a bit of environmental preaching, usually from the comfort of a private jet. This is not good. Where once environmental issues seemed innocuous, a few rivers cleaned up, some natural environments saved, and another cute little furry creature saved from extinction, it has become a blatantly political cause, and one with some sinister and dangerous outcomes. Prince Philip never hid his Malthusianism, and even the new king fully signed up to the climate emergency as expressed how people should limit family size to save the planet. Zero carbon initiatives are ruining economies as I write, principally ours. Another cause celebre of King Charles is organic farming and eschewing the use of fertilisers. That went well in Sri Lanka, after all. The problem we have regarding King Charles III is that we cannot unhear what we have heard, and the same applies to government ministers. Anyone hoping for some royal patronage, a companionship of honour or a garter, for example, will surely have to be signed up to the royal agenda, or they will die without an honour, which in my mind is better than dying without honour. I read somewhere recently amidst the fawning and extensive supplements that the weekend broadsheets produced to commemorate the Queen's death and usher in our new king, that he does not surround himself with yes-men and likes to have his views challenged prior to announcing them. Notwithstanding the fact that he is under no obligation to share his views with us, it's all very well having your views challenged, but not so good if you always come to the same conclusion regardless.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.